Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Hi, Bill.
That was excellent.
You survived?
That was great. I think you'll have a...
We may not have any friends left in the world, but we... But I was quite conciliatory.
I thought so. No, I think the world has got to understand it. I talked to Sato, and I just finished talking to Mitchell Sharp, or Trudeau is away on vacation. Mitchell Sharp is acting Prime Minister.
Now, did you call Heath?
I haven't. It's the middle of the night. I hate to come up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, hell no.
So I thought I'd better, I thought I'd just call the ambassador and tell him that you asked me to speak to the Prime Minister, but I didn't want to wake him up. And I didn't, Bob thought I should...
Affect him too much anyway.
No.
The British aren't too badly affected by this, you see. It's mainly the Germans and the Japanese. I think
I didn't mention on Canada about the business about terminating the auto agreement. I think we ought to be a little careful about how we phrase that. I think we could renegotiate it, but I don't think we ought to arbitrarily
look on all these things. We can be, now that we're in a position of strength, we can negotiate a lot of things, and they'll be more reasonable.
That's right.
You know, as you probably noted, as you can imagine, when they prepared a draft for me, it was really a monstrosity. They wanted to start talking about the International Monetary Crisis. Now I said, now look, that's the thing nobody's going to say. I'm going to put that last. So I started with peace, Vietnam, jobs, inflation, and then stuck the letter in. But I mean, don't you agree? That would have been murder.
Oh, you can't do that. Yeah. I thought the end of it was very good, too. I thought it ended on a high note. But the, first I think that you know, as I said the other night when you talked, something had to be done. And I think doing it in a sort of a dramatic, across the board way is
it affects everybody.
That's right.
It's really, as you note on the foreign economic aid, that covers everything. That leaves out anything for refugees, it leaves out anything for military.
Oh, that's what we need. This is manageable. You had to put it in, you couldn't.
Well, I couldn't cut other things without that.
No, absolutely not. There's no problem on that. We can
manage it. And people love it.
That's right.
They shouldn't, but they do.
That's right. No, I think it's...
You know, it's gonna have a hell of an effect. You know, you stop every Democratic candidate in the papers this morning are out calling for this. Well, Republicans, you know, are out calling for them. All of a sudden, we go far beyond. They've gone a piece of it because we covered the waterfront.
One of the commentators I heard said right afterwards, he said that this covers really everything that your opponents have been demanding you do. in a way, it does. It touches everything. The one I talked to George Shultz about, the only one that is going to be, I think, interesting to watch is the reaction on the gold convertibility, because we've never really done it.
No, I know. We just labored over that, and nobody knows, so let's see what happens. But on the other hand, what I think this may do is that we'll trigger what we really have needed. We need a new system. Bretton Woods is 25 years ago. We've been horsing around SDRs. None of it's ever worked.
Okay.
And so let's just have something in. For the United States, it is 25% of the world to be pulled around by the goddamn Swiss, Belgian, Dutch. It's ridiculous.
That's right. And, of course, the Japanese, too, are the worst offenders. I mean,
they're terrible. And so I think the thing to do is to the convertibility and all the rest, fine. They want to talk, but we're not going to be at the... I said before, the American dollar's not going to be the hostage international speculators. That's a little demagogic.
What's true. And, of course, now... What we're really saying to them is, let's get the monetary system in order.
Stabilize the dollar.
Stabilize
all currencies. Right.
Let's get the currencies in relative position so that they relate sensibly to each other. And that's really the situation with Japanese.
Yeah.
Sato was a little perplexed. I wasn't able to tell him what the hell was in it. It's too broad, so I told him we'd be telling you them. I told him it wasn't discriminatory.
Well, I said it wasn't against any nation, but as you all know, 3/4 of it was in the Japanese.
Sure.
And they Japanese cars, but German too, the Japanese. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Bennett. Congratulations. Good night.